Chat, we good.
Yeah.
Good?
We good.
Check it.
Boss. Check, boss.
Yo.
Good. Perfect.
As professional as possible.
All right, let's run this shit. Right, so we're gonna play the music. Go ahead. We're not going to worry about the music. Well, interesting.
It's that fucking cord.
Yep. Oh, you on the...
Yeah.
Alright, there you go. Alright, 1, 2, 3. What's going on, everybody? It's Smoke with the Loudmouth Podcast.
You live with the aftermath.
And tonight, we're doing another episode of our stream reviews. I mean, not...
That boy's wilding, man.
That's what happened when we smoked.
Salad dressing,
guys.
You know, hey, you can turn me down a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little scratchy. Okay, anyway, who we got on the show tonight, Hugh?
We got Boss 100 in the house.
Boss 100.
Yo, I'm in the building, man. What's going on, Boss? Music.
You want to tell us a little about yourself?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Y'all go find me on all outlets. We got the hit single right now, Game 7. It's all.
Okay.
It's out on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon. Mm. It's everywhere, you feel me? So we're going all the way up. All
right.
Yeah, as far as the rest, you feel me? We're gonna find that out through the interview.
All right. Now, I hear you've been working on a new project that you got coming up. The Game 7 is just the single of the project, or is that actually the project itself?
I mean, well, Game 7, that's crazy you said that, right? Because when I had the actual artwork done for the single, everybody thought it was an album.
Yeah.
I mean, Game 7, you know, just like, it just holds so much weight.
It looked like it, yeah.
Yeah, I know, but it's actually a single, you feel me? Like, I mean, to be honest with you, I feel like, I mean, it's all about, you know, I mean, people's perspective, you feel me? If I released it like it was just like another piece of, you know what I mean, you would have just took out, oh, whatever, he just dropped another song.
Yeah, just,
you
know, another, I mean? Yeah. Average mixtape.
Nah, we ain't doing that. We ain't, nothing's average, you feel me? We're going to go hard 100% on everything that we do. So
hey, go hard or go home, ain't that right?
Yeah, man, but yeah, to come up on the way though, man, okay. I mean, Game 7, you feel me, we pushing that right now. We got a lot of hits on there, man, be on the lookout for that.
All right, so now, you know, you and me go, we go way back, you know.
Yeah.
Are you still working with CO with DBMG Music?
Oh, man. Now, as far as CO, that's my boy. Now, I mean, he in Texas right now. So,
word.
He's going to keep that at that.
Oh, okay. All right. I think there's a little more you're holding out on us with that one. But
stay tuned, guys.
Let's just leave it at that. So, what else you got going on? You got Game 7. That's the single. We also have the project, the album that's actually coming out.
Yeah, to come up.
You have any shows in the works? Anything?
Yeah, definitely, man. I mean, I do a lot of shows, really, man. I got another show coming up. We in L.A. with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, on the 6th. So, I'm going to be in L.A. on the 6th. You know, I got another show. What's up?
Is that going to be your first time doing a show out of state, or have
you been touring out of state? Oh, no. We've been touring out of state.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like, ain't nothing like, I mean, doing, like, local shows, you feel me? Like, I feel like that's, like, I mean, a good way of going about it, you feel me? But I feel like you got to, like, take that extra step, you know what I mean?
And of course.
So that way people could hear it, because, like, It's no point you making music like where like 10 people's only hearing it, you know what I mean? So you gotta go out there, you feel me, network, you know.
Oh yeah, if you stay local, you're gonna remain a local artist. You're never gonna hit that mainstream. So is that something you wanna do? Do you wanna go mainstream, or do you wanna stay in like the underground hip hop community?
I mean, I don't know what you as far as no mainstream, because
like regular radio played music, like you're not gonna hear Gucci's Trap House 3 on the radio. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you in this music game, you feel me? You always wanna like make a song that's like that. I mean, I don't wanna go about it which where like someone's like directing me is telling me like, yo, you gotta say it this way or you gotta sound like this. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like I want it to be like something that's authentic, you feel me?
No sugarcoat.
Yeah. Something that came from me, but it's a hit single.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I understand it completely what you're saying. Now, Are you a Palm Beach County local, or are you from another part of Florida, or the world, for that matter?
I mean, well, shit, yeah, I'm from a different part of the world. I mean, first of all, I'm Haitian. You feel me?
Okay. I'd have never known.
Yeah, we ride with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like this. I've seen that in one of the other. One of the other interviews you did. You had that on there.
Yeah, definitely. You feel me? Like this. Like if you're a Haitian, you gotta have one of these.
You feel me? Like, true.
Like right cheek, left cheek. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, a boy from Haiti, you feel me? But
okay.
I'm definitely representing, Palm Beach. Really the whole Florida, but, you know, I'm a Palm Beach nigga, you feel me? 561, that's where I grew up at, you feel me?
Okay.
That's where, you know, I got my upbringing, you feel me?
Yeah.
My trials and tribulations, you feel me? My ups, my downs, you know?
Yeah.
Made some good friends, lost some, you feel me? But you know how that shit go.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir. That's the life out here, man.
What got you into music, doing music?
Yeah.
What inspired you to become an artist?
Man, well, really, man, it kind of just happened.
Okay. Now, you just started spinning?
Nah, like, because I was really around it. Because at first, like I said, you know, like, we was pushing my boy CEO, you feel me?
Mm.
He was, like, good at the shit at the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, he was amazing with it. Like, as far as, you know, like how he would put things together, like, so we believed in him, so we was pushing him, so I didn't care about rapping, man.
Yeah.
Like,
he was working with EC, right?
Yeah. Shout out to EC.
Yes, sir.
My boy right there, hey, man. Shout out to EC if you watch it. That's my boy.
He's out in Texas too, isn't it?
No. He actually out here.
True.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, shout out to EC though, man.
Yes, sir.
Real nigga, man.
EC Dapert.
Yeah.
It's your boy EC.
I mean, but like I said, you know, that shit just all came about, you know, when you're around something, you feel me? So
become accustomed to it.
Definitely. If you mean, like, just like, you feel me, if you're around a bunch of broke people, you're gonna be broke.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You surround yourself around rich folks, you feel me? What you think's gonna happen?
Eventually, yep. Yeah, you become rich.
Come on, nah.
What's he saying? You are who you hang with, or birds of a feather flock together?
Yeah, man, that saying right there. That way.
Yep. That way.
That part. Okay.
Nah, but I started, you know, playing around with it, and then my brother was like, yo, you should, you know what I mean, take this serious, you feel me? Because, you know what I mean, you got some. And I'm like, and then from there, you know what I mean, I ain't take it serious. You know, I dropped the first little something. But then I started realizing, you know what I mean, over time, like, yo, you know what I mean, like,
he might be right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm just, because over time, I'm just getting better and better, you feel me? So it's not like something I was playing with, and then, you know, I was declining, or I just, it's like, I was, like, really, like, starting to see progression. I'm like, all right, well, shit, maybe this is what I'm supposed to do. So here we is now, but, you know what I mean, I have no regrets. True. I mean, like, right. Like I said, you feel me? Like, that's why the name of the album is called The Come Up, you feel me? Because, like I said, it's been a long way, man.
True.
Well, you know, thinking back on it, from my personal memories, back from hanging out with you guys over at the spy, you know what I mean? Making the songs and stuff, you always had some type of talent there, you know what I mean? Whether or not you decided that it took you a bit to pursue it. You know, but I'm pretty sure your brother was telling you that for a long time, wasn't he?
I mean, well, yeah, man, like, you right about that. Like, but like I said, at the time, you know, I ain't taking sips. We was just playing around.
Out here bullshitting like the rest of them.
You know how that go, you know what I mean? But like I said, over time, I snapped out of it, you feel me? To be honest with you, like, we started going hard when we dropped that Game 7,
yeah.
You feel me? That's when I was like, yo, you feel me? We ain't gonna play with this no more. Like, we ain't gonna half step this no more. Like, okay. We just gonna all gas, no brakes this bitch.
Run
you feel
through
me?
It. Yeah, right.
We ain't gonna run through that bitch, you feel me? So, and then from there, bro, like, it's a wrap, man. Like, you about to see a lot of things, man. Like, I can't even talk on right now, you feel me? But, you know, we just gonna show.
I hear you.
So what you're telling me, or what I'm hearing anyway, is that you got a lot of shit that's coming up, but you don't want to tell us nothing about it.
You feel me? Then you, I mean, like, it's like a surprise. You gonna ruin it.
Yeah. Surprise, bitch.
Nah, man, you feel me? You gonna ruin it. They ain't gonna have nothing to look forward to. You feel me? Like, we gotta keep them entertained. You feel me? That's what we doing. You feel me?
Keep them guessing.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Curiosity, you feel me?
Now, are you currently down here in Palm Beach County, or are you residing elsewhere at the moment?
Oh, right now, you feel me? I'm in the T. I'm in Tampa.
All right, so you Bay Area?
Huh?
Bay Area?
Yeah. Tampa Bay. Know what I mean, like it's different. Know what I mean, but the people cool. You feel me? Over the time that I've been there, you feel me? Like I made a lot of cool friends. You feel me? Like made a lot of close people. You feel me? I mean, met some fake ones too. You feel me? Of Everybody course. Ain't gonna be real.
Hey, yeah, fake people everywhere, man.
You feel me? Know what I mean, but I mean, like I said, you live and you learn, but. But yeah, the temple's cool. You feel me? Like I got a little fan base out there. They show love. I mean, shout out to the babies out there for real. Yeah, they show love, man. Shout out to the temple baby.
Okay.
So, is there anything you want to leave the artists with? Anything important? Something that they need to watch out for? Be on the lookout.
I mean, well, shit, you got to go check out that Game 7.
Well, that's first and foremost. I mean, you can't skip that part. You know
what
I mean?
we just did a little freestyle to that Who Run It.
I was just going to ask you about that. Yeah, I seen it's up at, like, 415 views?
Yeah, something like that. You feel me? Like, we going to drop a little project for you, dog. All right. We're going to drop something called Boss Train.
Boss
like,
Train.
Yeah. We gonna slide on every beat. I'm riding a train on every beat, man.
Okay.
Y'all be on the lookout for that, man. Yeah, Boss Train coming out, know what I mean? So, if y'all got any requests, you feel me? So, any beat y'all want to hear me snap on, y'all go ahead and send me in my DM, man. Let me know, man.
Damn
like,
right.
I'm going to make it happen.
Speaking of having you snap on a beat, I got a request.
What's up?
I want to hear you drop a nice 16 real quick. You think you could do that for me?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, you got a specific beat? You want to go acapella? How you want to do that? Or you just want me to put on Shook Ones and let that bitch run?
Man, we could go acapella. I mean, I just do a little song.
Okay.
I'm saying, shit.
All right, guys, Boss 100 is gonna spit real quick.
Boss 100.
Yeah. I'm just gonna drop a little song. Yeah, you ain't cake every day. It ain't nothing. We never going broke again. Call me Joe Button. I'm balling like a bitch, and you know I stay stunting. She said she want the dick, so you know we stay fucking. And I got that sack, got that grain. Tell me what you need. Need a whole thing, half a thing, or a QP. Bitch, I keep it coming, man. Pussy niggas running, man. Leave your head down, little nigga, cause we running things.
Yeah.
So we gonna stop. We
ain't
gonna stop. All right. Okay.
That was nice. That was nice.
Yeah, just a little song, you feel me?
You know, we appreciate you coming all the way down here from Tampa to be on our show, man. I know it's a bit of a drive for you and all that, but...
Oh, no. We road runners, man. Stop playing, man.
We slide, man.
Hey, you ain't listen to Who Run It, man. You got to go listen to that, man. Listen to the lyrics, man.
Matter of fact, you know what? Let's see if we can't put that one up here
real
quick.
Man.
Who Run It? Who Run It? Boss 100. Who Run It?
Yeah, Who Run It 100. Y'all. Come on, man.
Let's see if we can't find that track.
Song.
I see the come up.
It's on the Insta.
Is it not on YouTube? Is it?
Yeah.
It's on YouTube?
Yeah.
What's your tags for Instagram so people can find you easily or follow?
Oh, yeah. Go follow me on BOSS 100 MUZIK. Know what I mean? That's everywhere, though. You feel me?
All social media?
All platforms, you feel me?
Man, all I'm seeing is G Herbo. Everywhere.
Let me see.
You're gonna have to find it.
Let me see that bit.
He got it. I guess he got it.
This is just a little preview from Insta.
Instagram preview.
Yeah, you can just go straight to the link in my bio.
You used to be cool, you used to be hot. Used to be popping. I'm hitting the black, you bring the cave, the body to drop it. I ran out the pack, I'm hitting the floor. You know that I might hit up your home. Oh, fuck, you feel like mine. I ain't finished warming this thing. Fuck, we do it all night. You used to be cool, you used to be hot. You used to be popping. I'm hitting the black, you bring the cave, the body to drop it. I ran out the pack, I'm hitting the floor. You know that.
Alright, guys, we're gonna find this whole track real quick and play it for you. Give us a quick second and we're gonna get it going.
You used to be cool, you used to be hot, you used to be poppin'.
everybody down. I might hit up your hole. All right, let's get this track up and running. Who run it?
It was in his bio, he said.
Yeah. Oh, the link in your bio?
Yeah.
True, true.
Because I couldn't find it on.
That makes it even easier.
I'm trying to tell you. Ain't shit hard. Come on, man. We in 2018, bro. You got to make everything convenient.
Who run it?
Everybody.
There we go. Yo. Yeah, you're right about that.
Come on, man. One-stop shop.
Hi, guys. We're going to play this track.
Y'all already know, man. We flying on every beat, nigga. Yeah.
I told you, man, we ain't on that lofty shit, man. You feel me? Trying to be in Calabasas, man, with it, man. I stopped playing, man. I mean, that boss train coming, though, man. Know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, that's what it is, man. That boss train on the way. We slide on more beats, man. So y'all know we gonna fuck off, man.
Like you said, guys, go hit him in a DM if you want him to go ahead and hit a beat for you.
Instagram, what's it, Boss 100 Music?
Yeah, BOSS 100 MUZIK.
Check them out, guys. Make sure you follow them on Facebook, too. You got a Facebook, right?
Yeah, I got a Facebook.
Facebook, too. And YouTube for all the things. DBMG.
Yeah, them boys. Know what I mean? Them boys represent them. Yeah. DBMG.
We appreciate you guys coming out to the show.
Yes, sir.
Guys, stay tuned to the hottest MMJ podcast out right now.
You already
know
it.
Don't forget to check out our merch. We got t-shirts. We got stickers. We got a bunch of stuff coming out. We got our new Rock the Mic event coming up in Lake Worth at CJ's Island Bar and Grill.
June 19th, everybody. June 19th.
8 p.m. to 12 p.m.
Y'all pull up, man. It's a zoovie.
Yeah, there's going to be about 20 artists playing, so it's going to be pretty lit. We got a bunch
of
raffles.
Well, we got 20 artists booked.
Yeah, we got a bunch of raffles, all kinds of shit going on. So
goddamn right.
Stay tuned, guys. Oh, all right, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank man, you, Loudmouth Podcast, man. Y'all go check them out, man.
Yeah.
It means they have a much better chance of scoring a goal. Because
get alive with your people.
So it's really not like a lot of people. Because of the power play.
You know what I mean? That's all I was telling you. Talk to them.
Go! When you're shorthanded, you're trying to kill
them. The best thing when you go live is have another phone right next to you watching what people are saying. Yeah. That way you can